We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Just go to Indeed.com/Blue Wire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
All right, guys, we have Eric Stevenson here. So please use the raise hand function if you have a question and we will get to you. Percy, go ahead and get us started.
Cool. Hey, Eric, thank you for doing this. Appreciate it. Hey, the last time we talked was after your big game against Cal. And I remember that you made a comment about just the importance of team chemistry and like guys, you know, trusting each other, making that extra pass, just in that regard. Obviously, it's only been a few weeks just from then to now, but just the things that you've seen in that category.
Yeah, for sure. I mean, that's a big part of any team. But we definitely improved in that aspect, I feel. You know, it hasn't showed up where we want it to show up, but it's definitely shown up from a team camaraderie standpoint. And I think from an offensive standpoint, I think we're getting better shots, which makes it easier to put it in the hole, which makes it easier to score. So, yeah, I think we've improved in that aspect for sure.
And then just to the point of just a team that hasn't played in very many close games. So this last game, it was a close game and it comes down to the wire. When you as a team, just with this group, you just haven't been in that situation a lot. How do you find a way to prevail once you're in those spots?
I think that just comes down to mental toughness. obviously experience would play a major factor in that. But just being tough and just understanding that any good team is going to punch you back. You know, there was no way we were going to, I mean, unless everything went right, but there was no way we were going to get up 10.5, you know, and UCLA was just going to, you know, fold and let us win the game like that. So, like I said, any good team is going to punch you in the mouth. I felt like we responded. I mean, obviously we responded. We stayed in the game. With just a couple timely mistakes, you know, it just happens. I just got to move on to the next one.
Awesome, Eric. Thank you.
Lauren, go ahead, Lauren.
Hey, Eric. Hop talked about making some adjustments defensively and kind of simplifying things. What has that been like working in practice? And do you see that maybe making a difference for you guys defensively?
Yeah, he's tried to make adjustments for sure this last week. So obviously it's a change. You know, it's something we're going to have to, you know, we're going to have to get down and we're going to have to master and we're going to have to, you know, rep it out. I feel like, you know, it'll help us rebound a little bit better. Might give us some inside positioning from the start, you know, when the shot goes up. And so obviously it's easier to rebound when you're on the inside of the offensive player. So might help us out in that aspect. But yeah, to your point, probably just you just got to rep it out and get the reps and, you know, translate that to the game.
And obviously there aren't moral victories, but for you guys, do you feel like this team got a little bit of a boost from that performance against UCLA?
Yeah. I mean, personally, I'm not the guy to to look at moral victories, but from a team aspect, I feel like we did, you know, get a little bit of a boost mentally. You know, we're playing with confidence, playing with a little bit of swag. But yeah, I mean, I feel like it definitely gave us a little bit of a morale victory, but from a personal standpoint, I don't really look at that type of stuff. So, yeah.
All right, Eric, thanks.
Yep.
Chris Fetters, go ahead, Chris Fetters.
Yeah, Eric, appreciate you doing this. I was curious, you talked about the team morale and whatnot, and I was also curious about the team meeting that took place in LA, and we've heard from Jamal and Kwade and Coach Hop about it. As a new guy who's trying to fit in and trying to find your niche, tell me what were kind of the main takeaways from that meeting from your standpoint.
It was just, you know, coming together and coming to a collective agreement on, you know, playing hard and playing for one another. That was pretty much the gist of that whole meeting, was just, you know, becoming a team and becoming a hardworking group of guys that are playing for each other.
From your perspective, was it necessary?
Yeah. I mean, I'd say obviously, yeah. I mean, if we're struggling with our, you know, getting wins on the board, so anything was necessary to, you know, just to kind of get some words out, get some feelings out, and, you know, trying to come together collectively as a unit.
Also curious about, you know, you were talking about that swagger when, you know, when you see the ball go down and whatnot. There were some moments when you were on fire and you were looking for the ball and whatnot. And for those of us that didn't get a chance to see a lot of Wichita State games, for instance, or when you were playing in Olympia, is that kind of your game in a nutshell? When you're starting to feel it, you're calling for it?
From a personal standpoint, I don't even have to be on fire to be looking for the ball, to be honest. I've kind of just been a scorer my whole life. So, obviously, that hasn't shown, or that didn't show, you know, the first third or whatever of the season. But, yeah, I mean, I'm always looking to score. I'm always looking to help team offensively, defensively as well. But, like, from a scorer standpoint, in the top of the conversation, obviously, offensively. But, yeah, my role is – every team really that I've been on is to put the ball in the basket and help that team in that aspect.
Great. Thank you very much, Eric. Appreciate it.
Yep.
Eric, you've been pretty successful everywhere you've been, state high school tournament, Wichita State ranked team. Has the losing this year been a real shock to your system?
Yeah, for sure. Yeah, this has definitely not been what I'm used to, you know, used to being a part of. But it is what it is. You know, I got to deal with it. I got to get through it. I got to be here for my teammates. You know, we got to stick together and trying to get some wins. You know what I mean? So, obviously, we're not looked at as one of the teams like, we got Washington on the schedule. We really got to lock in for the week. You know, like, people are going to take us lightly. And I feel as though UCLA did that. Especially the first 20 minutes of that game. And then obviously Coach Cronin probably got into them a little bit at half. And then I realized, you know, our record, I don't think our record represents, you know, our talent level, our dedication, our work. You know, so teams like I said, teams are probably going to take us lightly. So probably just a good opportunity for us to squeeze in some wins and try and get some momentum.
Hey, Eric, everybody knows you're a shooter. Can you kind of give us your definition of being open? I'm taking the shot to, yeah, I'm passing this.
That's hard to answer, honestly. It's more of just like a feel, you know, more of a rhythm, like a feel type of deal. You know, if my feet are in rhythm, you know, I feel good about the opportunity to put the ball in the hole. How defense is playing me, you know, how they've been playing me in the game. Yeah, I mean, a guy like myself, I always have the mindset, like, if I get it, you know, I got to make a play with it, right? I got to do something for the team that, you know, positively, whether it's me put the ball in the hole or find an opportunity to get my teammates involved. Yeah, it's more so of a rhythm and a feel than I'm just going to shoot it whenever I touch it type of deal.
Is shooting, is that something just, is that God-given or is there teaching, technique, practice? What does it take? Is it just a matter of putting up shots?
At this level is reps for sure. High school and below, I mean, that's pretty much just, I'd say that's God-given. You know, there's good shooters in high school that become college players and can't shoot, you know, so it's all about reps and spending time in the gym and developing your mind to be able to make shots at this level. So yeah, it's just reps and mindset for sure.
And just one more real quick, defensively, where are you?
Where am I defensively?
Where do you feel you're at with your defensive game?
Still learning, obviously. I'm still learning the zone. You know, still learning rotations and positioning and whatnot. And obviously it's been a change, you know, coming from a strictly man-to-man program. So yes, you're still learning.
All right, guys, that's it for Eric today. Thank you.
Yep.